You're listening to Rise Up Radio on WBI 99.5. Peace and Justice. In spring 2003, Brooklyn College failed to reappoint Michelle Payne, a former scholarship coordinator and student advocate. Students insist that sexism, racism, and nepotism are major factors in Ms. Payne's non-reappointment. It's not rare that employees of color are shortchanged at Brooklyn College. In response to this, Pan-Africanist campus organization Uhuru Sasa spearheaded the Concerned Students for Michelle Payne's campaign in spring 2003. The Concerned Students campaign received signatures from over 2,000 staff, faculty, and students to alert Brooklyn College President Kimmich. The footage that you will be listening to will be of collective member, will be made from the collective member Sean interviewing Shaka and John Hunt, two Brooklyn College CUNY graduates, and they will describe the experience of injustice at CUNY's Brooklyn College.
Who's Payne and how has she made such an impact on students?
Michelle Payne is or was a scholarship coordinator at Brooklyn College from 1997 until 2001. Then she continued working in as administrative staff up until this year, when she was served with a notice that her employment at Brooklyn College, when the year she was due for tenure, would not be reinstated.
I met Michelle Payne as a freshman at Brooklyn College during my very first semester. Ms. Payne at the time was the coordinator of the scholarship office, and I think her impact on students in general, as on me, was really based on her commitment to students. My initial meeting with Ms. Payne was very, very informative and rewarding, in that Ms. Payne really made me think even more seriously about the possibility of me doing anything I wanted to do at Brooklyn College in terms of receiving scholarships based upon my academic excellence.
Well, when I first came to the college to decide whether I wanted to come here, Michelle Payne was, quote unquote, to me, the ambassador for the college. As scholarship coordinator, she extended her professional courtesy to me and invited me on the campus, making sure I got in contact with the people who I needed to get in contact with. She even entertained my father, who was then the pro vice chancellor of the University of the West Indies in Barbados, while he was here, in terms of reassuring him that the campus would take good care of me. And that was one of the major deciding factors in my coming to the college, to have my father's support. And she introduced me to several people, including Lincoln Sesums, the Vice President of Enrollment Services, and the graduate dean of the management of the Performing Arts Management Program, Toby Stein. I mean, she really extended herself in my direction, and I really felt like if I was going to be welcome into a wonderful institution. By the time I came back in 2001 to begin my program, I learned she wasn't here, and there was a marked difference in the way I was treated by the scholarship office. The question remains, how are people treated by the system, and is this system reflect the partiality of the program towards particular people, or is it just a lack of competence within certain members of the administration of Brooklyn College?
So what do you feel it is about Michelle Payne that made her a threat to the administration?
It was widely known that Ms. Payne had developed the scholarship office to what it was. When she inherited the office, there was basically no organization, no structure, and almost single-handedly she recreated that office and made it a function office. Ms. Payne has been consistently a very vocal spokesperson against the sexism and racism which are rampant at Brooklyn College. And I think for these reasons, the administration found it necessary to ensure that a voice of dissent that was so eloquent and consistent as hers was silenced.
What is the response from the Brooklyn College administration on issues of affirmative action at Brooklyn College?
As far as I can tell, they have a stock answer for their responses. Like they tell you how much people they've hired, they tell you how much students are from the people of color or from the Caribbean community, but we never get a specific response to the particular question. But it seems to be, there seems to be this pattern where people who are of people of color tend to be, you know, not retained or not protected from in their practices. The measure of protection or the issues that are raised in terms of why people are not reinstated have been based on anything else but racism.
So who were the key players in the reinstatement of Michelle Payne? Who were the decision makers? Who did the collective students try to sway? And how did that happen? What were the responses of these key players?
Well, we appealed to President Kimmick because I believe that at this stage, at this final stage in the game, he's the person that makes the final decision in terms of whether Michelle Payne is reinstated or not. What I wonder is if he is not being pulled into a campaign that specifically wants to target Michelle Payne out of the system, and is there a way to check that the system isn't being exploited?
So explain how the case of Michelle Payne reflects Brooklyn College's hiring patterns.
There is a dearth of people of African descent in high levels of administration and in the classroom as professors. I think if we look at it in terms of probably racial or percentages, yes, we may find that there are a lot of African descent people employed at Brooklyn College. However, one notices very clearly that most of our people are employed in low-level positions, often menial positions. So Ms. Payne, I think, represents someone who was in a position of some power, in the sense that she was at least able to utilize the resources of the college to ensure that students of African descent were able to get scholarships that in the past may have been more readily available to white students and probably Jewish students than they were to people of color. It's also good to note, in terms of looking at the hiring practices at Brooklyn College, that when Ms. Payne was forcibly removed from the scholarship office coordinator, there was a white woman brought in to replace her. It seems that this white lady was actually being trained by Ms. Payne to do the work that Ms. Payne was doing. However, she was brought in and made the director of the scholarship office. So not only was Ms. Payne railroaded from the position, but there was a high position created to employ this white woman in that capacity.
Why was Michelle Payne not reinstated?
I would tend to think that her manner, and not her manner, but her the way she came across as a forward thinking and confident black woman on campus was a threat not only to the white administration but to the other black staff, faculty and staff, who felt that she was not representing their, I don't know, soft touch or less diplomatic approach to doing things. It seems that a lot of people are either afraid or misguided into believing that we need to comply with the system, where we have the opportunity to teach Brooklyn College, teach them how to be more impartial in their dealing with all cultures and all races and all denominations of faculty, staff, and students.
And we're back, and unfortunately, it's time to be out. And on behalf of all the collective, we would like to thank our guest, our engineer, Errol Slab, of course, for bringing us the best in music. Where is that music? There we go. If you want to throw down some feedback, give us a ring at 212-209-2948. You've been listening to Rise Up Radio, where the next generation of activists joins the Pacifica family on WBI 99.5 FM in New York City, where your hosts Mary Slab NL and William Mano Chao por el suelo. I'm a Spanish, so what do you expect? Till then, peace, love. There you go.
playa mojar, escuchando la última rola, mamacita te invito a bailar. Por el suelo camina mi pueblo, por el suelo hay un agujero, por el suelo camina la raza, mamacita.
And you are listening to WBAI. We want to give a big shout out to Sean, who did the interview with Chaka and John Hunt, two Brooklyn College CUNY graduates that you just heard about the case of Michelle Payne at Brooklyn College. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned.
Coming up next, Community Bulletin Board. And at noon, that's 11 with Gary Noem. Please stay tuned.